nieces or nephews running around out there, and you say, you can't find, where are my clothes, where are my clothes? Well, and you find them out here, you might say, what?
They're here in the kitchen.
Okay. Would you probably say, here are your clothes, or here's your clothes?
Here are your clothes.
Okay. You want to pet a dog, you know, and the dog seems to be a little afraid, you say, come here. You can assure him about not hurting him. You say, what? I'm going to hurt him.
I won't harm you. Come here, doggy.
Okay. But you say, in the present, though, you see, but right now, I am not going to harm you, or I'm not going to harm you?
I am not going to harm you. That's...
And now with he.
He will not harm you.
All right, but going to.
He is not going to harm you.
All right, and they?
They are not going to harm you.
All right, and now if you're in doubt about something and you want someone to, you're questioning something, you say, I'm right. You believe you're right. You say, I'm right. Now, how would you finish that sentence?
I am right in my subject.
All right, but you're not certain about it, you see. You're asking a question. You say, I'm right.
I'm right at all but one point.
No. I mean, would you say, I'm right, I'm right, aren't I? I'm right, ain't I? I'm right, am I not? Which of those would you probably...
Am I not would be my viewpoint.
You say, I was going to do it. I was going to do it. You see, that's the simple sentence. I was going to do it. We, what?
We were going to do it.
You.
You are supposed to do it. You will do it.
Oh, no, but in the past, you see.
You are supposed to have done it.
No, I was going to do it. We were going to do it. You
should have done it.
No, but not with was or were.
You were going to
do it. All right, and they.
They were going to do
okay.
it.
Okay, now, if someone said, did you do something? And you say, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't me.
Okay. Now, how about, you never use be, do you? For instance, for are, do you ever say, be you going, or how be you?
No.
Never use it. I don't think that's used at all in this part of the country. Okay. How about a thing that women wear, men wear them too sometimes, protect their clothes when they're doing they're doing dishes, for instance. What do you call that?
Aprons.
Okay. And how about, what's the difference, what's another thing, that something like an apron, but artists wear them, and they cover more of more than an apron does?
Gown.
Do you ever hear the word smock?
Yes, I've heard the word smock.
What's that? What does it mean to you?
Well, it's a full covering, it's like gown. It covers the entire body.
Okay. You go out, you get your hat and what?
Coat.
Okay, and what might you wear when you went to work? You might have worn one of these, you might still wear them. You wear it between your coat and your shirt.
Vest.